anything?
I felt it was in the space of the realm of all possibilities, and just looking at, wow, can really just do anything. It's almost the realm of all possibilities.
Okay, Bill?
Yeah, for I got very hot, very moist on the face, and that's one reason I was wiping my face. And still am.
I know.
I'm hot.
You know, nothing gets by this guy.
And I've seen this before. Half of a Star David was placed right here. Star, the triangle, and the person that you brought in front of us came and he said, okay, you have purpose, you have use, you'll be called upon, didn't ask when or why, and there is, you know, I appreciate that. You know, it's nice to know that there is purpose and there is a use for 60 years of life, and hopefully somebody will get use of that experience, whatever it is. So that was nice. Mm-hmm. But I got awfully hot. Mm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can we sit down on the ground?
Sure, we can sit down now if you want.
I'm not sure I'm a ground person, but you can. But I think a chair would be fine.
Okay, what person were we on here? We just did Susie, James,
Bill.
Laurie was after me. If you want to be, I mean, he's a boss. You can ask
him. I just would reaffirm that I'm going to reaffirm that I'm going to make my life. Because of what I do, I have a pretty good connection. I have to. And she's really from the wonderful love. And she's the knowledge that we know.
I didn't do anything. I just thought good vibrations.
Yeah, you don't have to see anything spectacular. Sometimes some people will see stuff. Other people are more feeling. So if you didn't see anything or get any words come, you might express, you know, you might have felt something unusual. So what did you feel?
Just good vibrations.
Yeah.
Have we covered?
Yeah. Have you spoke yet, Larry? I can't remember if you did or not. What? Yeah. And Lorraine, have you spoken?
I didn't speak. I wasn't in the circle, but that does not preclude the energy. I got the information that my illusion was that I was hurt because I deserved it.
Because of what?
Because I deserved it. That's who I was. So I just got the understanding that I'm not that person.
Because I wasn't in the circle, but I was watching you, and I was looking at you. And as you were ending and lifting up the names of God or going in that direction, I just felt your spirit be a lightness or around you. And it was like there was a cloud. There was like a little bit around your head. I just felt the spirituality there, the highs.
I was looking for something that was really concrete, and I saw that the healing was true, that it was real. Yeah, and everything else was just kind of flashes and strange stuff, but the healing was real.
I just felt good vibrations, too.
I saw the big blue dot. Well, actually I didn't, and then I realized that the big blue dot's really kind of allegorical for what we're doing, which is everything inside of the circle is we're creating that stuff inside. So I think it's a pretty cool allegory.
Another one. Let's see. Well, I didn't really get any specific images or words or anything, but I did feel the weightlessness of it, and I was going to lose my footing or something.
Okay.
But I felt that.
I really liked the feeling of unity right there. The feeling of unity right there when we started out. That was kind of neat. I like the trip out into space. I want to stay there. So.
Well, you can go back there anytime.
Okay.
I didn't get any real specific images or anything like that, but I just felt the good energy. And it's funny, like Joseph, I felt the weightlessness too, especially when we came up out of the top of the building. It was like I felt just like I was floating. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, at first I didn't think I was getting much of anything as you were describing stuff, and you described the angel, and I'm visualizing the angel, and then I completely forgot about the angel, and then later on you mentioned and the angel this, and I said, oh, what happened to the angel? And then and what I realized is I was seeing everything from the eyes of the angel, that I was the angel, it was me, and he was me, and I was him, and we, and everybody was, it was all of us. So I got this real feeling of unity, and you know, that all things were possible. Looking at the, when we got to that peak of looking at the back at the universe and then darkness, and it took. That really didn't. I wasn't really able to discern. I had to contemplate on it while you were asking everybody else the question to get what this was. Because at first I was thinking, when you first asked the first person, I was thinking, I didn't really get anything. And then it took a little while for it to disseminate into my brain and to be able to put it into words, I guess. So.
Okay. Thanks, Glenn.
Now, when we do these things, some people get images, but almost everybody gets a feeling of some kind. And each time we do this, I try to take the group as high to the spiritual realm as possible. So if nothing else, we feel an enhanced vibration, and I think everyone did feel that. And in the enhanced state, you can maybe get ideas, concepts, revelations, images come to your mind, or maybe just extreme peace, or an inflow of energy that you keep with you for a few days and can retrieve. Now, the good part about this is you can come back at any time until the next gathering. As you're going to sleep, you can think back to us in a circle and recapture that good energy, that vibration, that feeling. You can recapture it any time. So just think back. And Susan with her foot, for instance, that's not completely healed by tomorrow? Well, well, then as you're going to bed, go back to the vibration, back to the feeling. Come back to where we were sending the energy and receive some more energy. So contemplate that as you're going to sleep every night until... What's that? Good. So contemplate that until it is completely well. But do that every night as you're going to sleep. Take yourself back. Yeah.